so that you understand what's going on with the customer, handling a tough question without coming apart or telling them you're not an engineer, being enthusiastic, making value statements, listening, being personal, repeating back, using a first name, and building customer status. Now, value statements like this added value, these value statements come from your business. So you need to think about your business. Now, you won't be able to because the product we're using is not yours. It's going to be a my role play product, which is a paint booth. We're going to talk about that. The value statements would be something like this. Well, thank you so much for calling the White Paper Company. Just so you know, we have four paper scientists on staff, and we've been solving paper problems for the last 57 years. As far as my background, just to keep you informed, I've been a paper engineer in the Detroit metropolitan area for 15 years, very familiar with all the different kind of copiers and printers, and I know that you have a Mita copier, and we've been working on Mita copiers. I'd like to think that's a real specialty of mine because I used to work for Mita, and so I'm very familiar with the Mita copiers. Now, can you tell me a little bit more about your problems? So there's a couple, there's a value statements there. What was one of the value statements that was a added value statement? What was one of them in that set, in that little dissertation that I made there? Sharon?
Well, you were talking about the product, saying that you've been in business for 57 years.
Okay, that's one, that's enough.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a value statement about the company. Not about me, but about the company. There was another value statement. Garrett, what was the value? Another value statement about the company? Do you recall?
Paper scientists.
Paper scientists. How many was there?
Four.
I don't remember what I said. I think I said five, but it could have been four. But you got it. You got it. That's good. So you see how just a statement, see how it's remembered? Very, very key when you call. You got value statements positioning the person's mind. The person's mind. What were the value statements about the person, Susan?
How long you have been with
solving paper problems for 15 years in Detroit metropolitan. And what was the other one? The other value statement about the salesperson.
Is it your education background?
No. No. Was something to do with a brand of copier, was it?
That you've worked on?
Yep. Which company was it?
Mita.
It was the Mita. And what was the value statement? The person used to work for Mita. That's what I said. Used to work for Mita. So those are value statements. So now before anything has happened, we've got this customer positioned with added value and value added. So right away, this customer's thinking, man, I found Nirvana here. Those are value statements. Okay? So we want to see you use some value statements in here. So we've talked about making a caller's call productive, asking the customer's expectations. When we got started this morning, what did I ask for? Your expectations, didn't I? Now, well, I didn't get much because we went through, but I gave you a chance to tell me expectations. Generally, when a customer calls, they're going to have a more specific expectations. You know, I want to get this book or that part, whatever. handling a tough question. We're not going to pieces here. I'm not an engineer. I'm new. No. We're going to handle it more professionally. Being enthusiastic. Making value statements. Listening. The best way to be a good listener is to use the word listen. Does anybody recall the first time you heard the word listen in this program?
In the beginning. The five seconds. That was really, with the groups like hearing, seeing, listening.
Yes. And then do you recall what I said? Probably not, but I said, I want to listen to what your expectations are. So the more you use the word listen, just make it part of your everyday work experience. You're saying, let me listen to what you have to say. I want to make sure I listen. Let me get a pad so I can listen and take some notes, you know. You use the word listen, it's hard not to be a listener. Just start using the word listen. Man, oh man, who listens to people anymore? I don't know. Nobody I know, including me. But let's change that. Let's be better listeners. Being personal, repeating back, using a person's first name, generally that's a good thing to do, and building customer status. Okay. Oh, 5 minutes to prepare and then 10 minutes to do the whole thing. So we don't have a lot of time here. The customer, what's the customer going to do? Listen carefully, react normally to the lead of the salesperson. Ask the person, the phone person, a technical question. Do you need to disconnect the high pressure line on the primary actuator prior to removing the spool bearing? So that's the tough technical question that the customer is going to ask. So now the salesperson's got to respond to that some way. And make notes of things you liked, you disliked.